This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Things are looking grim for the six men trapped in a Utah coal mine. Seismic activity has shut down rescue efforts. Now it could take up to a week to reach the miners. People in the nearby town of Huntington say they can't do much more than wait and hope. From member station KUER, Jenny Brundine reports.
Talking about violations at this mine, more than 300 since January of 2004. This year,
Angie Marvel is glued to CNN News at 3:30 a.m. She's working the front desk night shift at a local motel. The ongoing news about the trapped miners is hard for her to hear.
It's heartbreaking. It's just my husband works in a coal mine, and it's hard to understand what the families are going through.
It's painful to watch, she says, because her husband quit his mining job at the Crandall Canyon mine just 2 weeks ago to start his own business. The couple is friends with some of the trapped miners. Miners are a brotherhood, says Julie Jones, a Huntington City Council member, and many of them were back helping the rescue efforts on Tuesday.
They was digging as much as they could, even just with their hands.
Her own son is a miner and part of the rescue crew. He just finished up a 12-hour shift yesterday morning. Jones talked to him for just 5 minutes.
Gave him a hug, known that he was fine. And he says, Mom, it's scary, but I need to be where I need to be.
It's very busy.
More than 100 rescuers are on the scene. Yesterday, they emerged from the mine with blackened cheeks before sheriff's officers whisked them into their pickups to evade the media horde. Earlier that day, mine executive Robert Murray said it would take 3 days to reach the miners. But by evening, he announced the seismic activity had totally shut down efforts to reach the miners.
And it's the estimate of my management and me personally that there is absolutely no way that through our underground rescue effort, we can reach the vicinity of the trapped miners for at least 1 week. At the earliest.
At the same time, Murray, who is part owner of the mine, expects to know within 36 to 72 hours the status of the trapped miners. Workers used a helicopter to place a drill outside the mine, hoping to eventually punch a 2-inch hole into the cavity where the trapped miners are presumed to be.
But that's not just a 2-inch hole. We can communicate down the hole. We can send air down the hole, ventilate. We can provide sustenance and food to the people down there, so it's important.
Meanwhile, a bitter dispute erupted over whether an earthquake caused the mine collapse. Murray waved a photocopy of information from the U.S. Geological Survey yesterday that he says proves the collapse was caused by an earthquake.
This was an earthquake, contrary to what others would like you to believe. It had nothing to do with our mining activity.
I followed a link to live seismograms.
2.5 hours north in Salt Lake City, Dr. Walter Arabaz is looking at a website showing the seismogram site closest to the one at the Crandall Canyon mine. The director of the University of Utah Seismograph Stations says the initial recordings of Monday morning's tremor showed more down motion than up. He says that's consistent with a mine collapse rather than a natural earthquake.
A naturally occurring tectonic earthquake produces a mix of up and down motions.
Seismologists say they won't know for sure until they get data from the mine operator and when the collapse occurred. Meanwhile, anxiety is growing in the tiny town of Huntington, home to some of the trapped miners. Officials say the men range in age from their 20s to their 40s, and Mexico's consul in Salt Lake City said 3 of them are Mexican citizens. Huntington Mayor Hillary Gordon says calls of support have been coming in from towns across the region. And the area's unity, she says, will pull the community through this tragedy.
When it comes to the big things and taking care of each other, they are strong and they are great. These people are the salt of the earth. They're absolutely pure gold.
For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundine in Price, Utah.